This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1557. It's tax day. How to take your English to the bank. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Today, we answer a question from our listener, Emma. She wants to know what to say when she deposits a check at the bank. Get the vocabulary and phrases you need for a successful trip to the bank.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Doing great, Michelle. How's everything going in your world?
Everything is good over here. Everything is good. When was the last time you went to the bank?
Oh my gosh, good question. I never go to the bank anymore.
Yeah.
I have recently finally taken up check scanning through an app. And so now if I do happen to get a check, which is rare also, I'll just scan it and deposit it remotely. So I don't, my banks aren't even out here. I live in Denver and my banks are all on the East Coast. So I can't even go to a bank.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that's funny. I mean, I could go to the bank. I never go to the bank. I mean, I haven't been in so long. So guys, we are going to be talking about the bank today because we have a great listener question from Emma about checks.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how these things drop off gradually. And then you look back and you're like, wait, when was the last time I went to the bank? I had this conversation with someone about cash.
Yeah.
I haven't touched cash in a long time.
Haven't either.
It's so funny because I remember when I was living in Boston, as recent as 2014, 15, I was going to the ATM all the time to grab cash. But now I just use my card for everything. It's just plastic. I guess with the pandemic, that would be another thing. You know, yesterday we talked about what's going to go away.
Yeah.
Right. Probably cash. You know,
right. I mean, because I don't think people, I mean, the cash is dirty. It's gross.
It's really dirty.
I don't want to touch. Yeah, I probably haven't touched any cash in a year. There was one time when we were out and we had to pay a meter and I was that's one thing. But now a lot of that stuff is done through apps as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Laundromats, maybe put quarters in the old school way. But even now in our building, we swipe our card for laundry. So things are a-changing, as they say, Michelle.
They are. But let's talk more about this. Well, we have this question from Emma today that I'm excited to get into. This is going to be a fun one. Lindsay, would you want to read the question for us?
Sure. Let's do it. So hi, Allers English team. I have a question about checks. When I was working in Canada before, I got paid by check and I brought it to a bank. Here in Japan, most of my payments are made by bank transfer, and we're not familiar with checks at all. So I'd like to know how you guys use checks in your daily lives. Also, as much as I look forward to my payday, I was so nervous to go to the bank every time I got a check. It was very challenging for me to talk to a person at a busy counter. Only I could say back then I was, I would like to deposit this. Could you teach us some useful phrases we can use at a bank counter? Thank you in advance, Emma. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good question. Yeah. I was excited when I saw this one. Sometimes it's good to like go to one of these old fashioned like topics about, you know, cultural and vocabulary. It's just a fun one.
Yeah. Because certainly people are still going to the bank. Don't get me wrong. I mean, things are changing. They're trending towards obviously like bank transfers, but people are still going to the bank. So this is really useful. I know in Japan, when I lived in Japan, there was a lot of cash. Cash, I feel like, is the main currency in Japan. Maybe that's changing or changed too. But yeah, checks are tricky. So good one to get into, right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, we want to remind you that if you want to get your fluency score, right, we are here for you. So basically what you do is you go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score and you take like the super short quiz and then you will get your level, right? Your fluency score. And this is super helpful to know like, okay, where are you right now in your fluency level? How are you doing, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, Michelle, exactly. And the possible levels are 50% fluency, 65% fluency, or 80% fluency.
Nice.
And then you get materials based on your exact level. So we shouldn't all be learning from the same materials. We need to learn from our level, right?
Yes.
That's the key. So find out what your score is, guys. Go over there and sign up for that quiz. Cool.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Yes. So guys, we have another episode that I'd like you to check out dealing with American currency. It's What is a Dime? English lesson on American currency. So that was episode 1022. Go on over to listen to that one for some really useful vocab.
Yeah, really cool. I like it. We'll have to go review that one. I wonder when, you know, when that episode will be obsolete.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> So anyway, yeah. So Michelle, do you use checks yourself? Much?
I don't really use checks. I mean, you, like for work, I mean, sometimes I get something mailed to me, like for work, like it might be more of like a proof that it actually says this is not a check. Had you got those? Have you ever seen those?
I've seen those. Yeah. Not for deposit or reference only or something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it looks exactly like a check. This is not a check.
You cannot bring it to the bank.
Yeah. You're like, okay, it's not a check. So usually that's if you like get the direct deposit, you might get something that says this is not a check. But yeah, so I get those sent to me, but I have direct deposit. Lindsay, what is direct deposit?
Direct deposit is just when you sign up with a new job, you give your bank details, and then, you know, your employer just deposits your pay right into the bank. So it's just so much easier. There are no checks to mail, nothing to hand out, no mess. Just goes right into the bank account.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, Lindsay, do you use checks?
Yeah. So these days, let's see. No, I mean, now I'm paying my rent online. I really don't think I write checks. Maybe I may write like tax when I pay my tax, which by the way, April 15th is usually tax day in the US. That's what I think of.
That's
when
right.
I think of April 15th, which is today. But anyways, when I write checks like to the Fed, to the IRS, sometimes I'll write a personal check, but that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this direct deposit, Emma says most of the payments were made by bank transfer. So I don't know. Is that like a direct deposit?
I guess that's what she means.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But we don't do a lot of bank transfer. Like in the US, we don't do a lot of like giving other people our bank information and having people pay us by depositing from their personal bank account to ours. We don't really mess with that. We don't do that in the US.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah. No, that's not that. That comment, I don't think. I mean, there are times when checks are used. I mean, first of all, I think it's a little bit of an age thing. I think people above a certain age use checks more frequently.
Yes.
What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about Gen X and up, I think. I mean, I remember when my mom used to always talk about learning to balance your checkbook.
Yeah.
that was the whole thing. Like, you got to have financial literacy, you got to balance your checkbook. But then as she was back in like the 2000s, the aughts, as we say, as she was trying to teach me that, it was becoming irrelevant and obsolete as she was trying to teach me that, because then you have like your ATM card. Well, how do you balance that with your checkbook? Right. And I think that concept has become kind of obsolete, balancing your checkbook.
Right. Exactly.
What is your fluency score in English? Is it 50%, 65%, or 80%? Find out in just 2 minutes with our simple English fluency quiz on our website. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I also think that checks are used a lot for giving gifts even now, like at a wedding. If I go to a wedding, I might still like whip out my checkbook and still write a check.
Fancy.
I mean, well, what? How else would I do it, I guess, right?
I'm just teasing you, Michelle.
I know. I can see the but it's funny because like I never write anything now. Yeah. Also, so like even, oh my gosh, that's another, we should do another episode on like writing.
Yeah, that would be
like
a good
handwriting.
One. Forgetting how to write and getting your writing is getting so messy now because you don't write anything. Yeah.
Oh, I Mine was about always kids. Bad. And now it's just a disgrace, like whenever I've tried to. So whenever I have to write a check or something, I hate it. And yeah. But so that might be another example of when it's used. But like checks, other than that, they're not really a huge part of my life. You sometimes just need to have them. Like you need to know they're there, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It's good to have a checkbook. You should have one, I guess. But now Venmo, I mean, yeah. Venmo's the biggest way on a social level. That is now how people are kind of moving money. Like if you go out for dinner and you decide to split the bill, but then one person pays, you would Venmo them.
Right. I mean, I use that for most things now. It's so convenient. I mean, I think back to like when I had a bunch of roommates and I mean, this was, I mean, 8 years ago now, or I'm just guessing that right now, but like that we would always write each other checks and one person would, I would always collect the checks and then you have to, you know, write a bigger check, deposit those checks and then write the larger check. And now everything would just be on Venmo.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty sure Venmo is owned by, or PayPal owns Venmo, I'm pretty sure. I think
they're related. Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, so it's all kind of the same companies. But yeah, that's kind of what millennials are using now to move money. And maybe different generations are still bringing cash to dinner, right?
Yeah.
To give their friend if they pay the bill with a card. Yeah, but that's what's happening now.
Well, sometimes if you go somewhere, if you pay with cash, you might get like a certain amount off or, you know, something like that. So people use cash also for like other reasons.
Yeah, for sure. But credit cards are hard in some ways, as long as you're responsible with your credit card, which is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to use them just because it's easy, it's clean, it leaves you a good record of your spending and you get points. I mean, and it's also good for your credit, like your credit score.
Right.
So it's hard not to use them nowadays.
You want to hear something impressive?
Sure, tell me.
I have my credit card number memorized.
That's amazing. Do not announce it on the show.
I will not, but like, it's the best thing. It's like, it's almost like a magic trick. Like when I want to pay for something, I like don't even have to whip out my credit card anymore. But sometimes if I want to pay for it, like if it's something like that I'm ordering on the phone, I have to give it. I like write it down because I get stage fright. So like I'm gonna forget it and screw up the numbers, but Dan's always like, "Can I have your credit card number if we need to pay something?" And pays for something, and it's like the most useful thing. Even that's, like sometimes it's more useful than knowing my own phone number.
That's very ninja-like, Michelle. Very ninja-like.
Thank you. It's a cool trick.
Oh, that's good.
So, but anyway. I think, you know, in the future, there will be even more creative ways to pay for things. And, you know, checks will definitely disappear in the near future, I think. Mm-hmm. But like, why do people go to the bank?
I mean, yo, depositing a check that you can't deposit through an app or online, right? Depositing cash. Obviously, if you get a lot of cash, you don't want it sitting under your mattress, yeah. right? You want to put it in a bank account. Yeah. Opening an account. I mean, you need to have a bank account. Usually you mm-hmm. have to go. Many times you do have to go in. But even these days, like Capital One, you could just do that online. So getting into like a safe, like if you have your thing, you know, yeah. some people leave very valuable things in a safe in a bank, right? If you have mm-hmm. you know, maybe a diamond ring or something really fancy. Getting a loan or mm-hmm. just getting money through an ATM. Those would be reasons you might go to a bank, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, I mean, you know, Emma asked us about, you know, language for being at the bank because she said that she said, you know, that she just said, I would like to deposit this. Some useful phrases mm-hmm. we can use at the bank counter. So let's do that. So, I mean, the first one is teller, right? What's the mm-hmm. teller?
Yeah, the teller. It's a very specific word that we need to know. The person that stands right there at the desk that takes your money and gives you your balance on a little slip of paper when you leave, that's your teller, okay?
Exactly, exactly. And then, I mean, Emma said that she said, I'd like to make a deposit. I mean, is there anything wrong with that? I think that's perfect.
No, I think that's perfect. That's what I would say, right? It's polite. Saying I'd like, you guys know in English, is quite polite. I'd like to do something. I think yeah. it's great. That's great. But we do want to give her some other options, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can also, you can of course say like, I need to make a deposit. I need to make a deposit.
I need to make a deposit. You could say I'm here to make a deposit. You could say that too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly. So just different variations on that. But like really being at the bank, like there's not too many like.
No. Yeah.
I don't think it's like that exciting, like the bank vocabulary for that situation. Guys, we're talking here about that particular situation. Now, we could do other situations where it's like get a loan or get into a safe or things like that, but we only have time for this for today.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. We can have our listeners spend their energy on learning other phrases and other connection situations. Here, this is a very utility-based task.
Yes.
Right? You just need to put money in an account and that's it. So
exactly. Exactly. So the next thing is that you might hear, they might ask you which account you'd like to have it in, right? Like, so they might say checking or savings. Lindsay, have you heard that at the bank?
Yeah, definitely. And they may say that. They may just say, like, if Emma says, I'd like to make a deposit, the person might just say checking or savings. Like,
right.
Okay, checking or savings. Right? So right. They may not cloak that in like a full sentence. So just be ready for that, guys.
Right. Because it's just a quick, it's just like an expected quick.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what does that mean, checking or saving?
It means, do you want to deposit that check into your checking account or your savings account? Most people, I think, usually have like a checking account and a savings account at yeah. the same bank, right?
Usually. I think so.
Yeah, sort of. So, yeah. So then, you know, they might ask you if you want cash back. The place that I see cash back the most is actually when I use a debit card at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most common.
I know. I stuck that in here, but I was thinking of the grocery store too.
Yeah, that's the most common. So if you use a debit card, which is where you usually have to type in your PIN, then they may ask you on the machine, do you want cash back? So then it charges sure. more money to your account and then you get cash.
But dude, they do ask this at the bank sometimes too, right?
I think they do.
Make
I think
that
they
up. Do. I guess it's been so long since I've been
it's
at the bank.
It's been a long time. I know. Oh man, so crazy.
Well, in this role play, we're gonna be asking that. So guys, if you don't hear it, then that's it.
Okay. That's okay.
That's okay too. In this role play, we are Lindsay, you work at the bank and I'm depositing a check.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. So, hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. I'd like to make a deposit. I have two checks.
Okay, absolutely. Can you just sign here?
Sure.
Great. Okay, do you want these in checking or savings?
Can I have the first one in checking and this one in savings?
Absolutely. Do you want any cash back?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I'm all set.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, very standard. Right. Yeah. Very, very typical template for any listeners who are, you know, we do have a lot of listeners, Michelle, who are living in the U.S.
Right? Yeah.
And they probably are definitely going to the bank. So hopefully this helps you guys with that.
Definitely. I love it. So let's go through it. So you said, how are you? I said, I'd like to make a deposit. Used Emma's line because I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
And then
I said, okay, do you want these in checking or savings? And again, like we said before, guys, the person may just say checking or savings, right? And
exactly.
Usually the in-between step is like she'll have you give her your card, like your card that's linked to that account. And like right. validate like the PIN or something. I think that's typical, right?
That's true.
Something like that. I forgot about the PIN. Or like an ID. Usually there's another step in there, but that's okay. Maybe it's expedited.
Oh my God.
This is the expedited plan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, really. This one is, it's a very, well, no. I mean, you don't need.
No, I guess not.
Because if you go sometimes, I mean, I used to have to, I did an internship once where like my boss would give me his checks and go, have me deposit them at the bank.
Ooh, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if you need that.
Yeah, maybe more so if you're withdrawing the money from an account. Yeah,
well, that.
Of course, hopefully.
That makes more sense. I mean, Lindsay, oh my God, this just goes to show that we really don't go to the bank.
We don't go to the bank. We are not financial people. We just make it work.
Exactly. And then you asked if I want any cash back. So, guys, This is a typical exchange.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is the skill is just not as important anymore. But guys, I mean, like I said, we know a lot of you guys are living in the U.S. in American culture. If there are any other skills that you want to build around finances, right? Because finance really matters in our lives here. Let us know. We can help you with that.
Okay, perfect. Oh my gosh. So guys, the takeaway for today is, I mean, we gave you vocabulary and phrases to use at the bank, and we talked about financial stuff. I mean, we really got into it culturally, what's going on, how checks have evolved into Venmo, and, you know, but there are reasons people still go to the bank.
For sure.
And why checks are still used. So we really went into all of that. So, you know, very curious about how it is in your culture.
Yeah, I mean, let us know in the comments for this episode. This is 1557. You know, are checks the common currency? Is cash? Is credit card? Is Venmo? Like, do you have other programs where you transfer money? You know, let us know. And make sure, guys, you go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Get that fluency score so you know where to start. Where are you actually starting from? That's the key, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Take your quiz, get your score, get materials.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today and talking finance.
All right, on tax day.
yeah, right on tax day. Perfect. I don't know if you planned it that way, but it worked out.
I did not, but I love it.
All right, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.